What would y'all do for fun on the weekends and stuff?
You mean before we married?
Yeah.
We went to church. That's the only place we went the whole time I was dating him. We went to church, and then we went to a circus over here in town one time. And outside that, we was in church all the time. Because he was the choir director. And we just always went to church.
What was the ratio of men to women working in the mills?
The what?
The men versus women in the mills, how many people?
It equaled out about right, because there was about as many women as there was men.
But the men got paid more, right?
Yeah, the men had harder jobs than what the women had. They were saloon fixers and warpers and doffers, and so they made more money than what we did.
So they got paid because their jobs were
yeah.
harder?
Yeah.
Was there any kind of union back when you started?
When I first started work there, they wasn't a union, but finally the union, they did get a union in. Mm-hmm. And it helped some people, and it hurt some people. But the people tried to take advantage of it because they thought they could get by with a lot because the union would take up for them.
Uh-huh.
So it hurt some and it helped some. It helped us out in our benefits. We got better benefits. And we got better paid holidays. Uh-huh. But that's about the only thing that I can say that the union did do for us.
And what kind of holidays did y'all get?
We'd get paid for Christmas and Thanksgiving and 4th of July.
Did y'all work 7 days a week, or did you get Sundays off? Or
During the war, we did work 7 days a week, but then after the war was ended, we worked 6 days
uh-huh.
a week.
Monday through Saturday?
Mm-hmm.
Did you think the wages were fair?
Well, according to the way everything else was paying, the steel plant and Goodyear Pope, I guess it would be. You could say that it was fair, because at the time I went to work at Dwight, Goodyear wasn't making any more than what Dwight was making. Mm-hmm. And I went to work up here at Dwight on one Monday, and they called me to Goodyear till the next Monday, and I wouldn't go because they wasn't making any more money, and I already had that job, so I just stayed over to Dwight. But as the years went by then, Goodyear got to making more money and better benefits than what we had, and I wished I had went over there, but I stayed at Dwight.
Did you like working in the mills?
Yes, I did. I liked my job, and I liked the people. I enjoyed my job. It was hot and dusty, but I still liked my job.
Did you have any kind of uniform you had to wear?
No, you could wear anything that you wanted to up there. As long as you wasn't real loose on you, you couldn't wear real full-tail skirts because you could get caught in the rolls of cloth. But outside that, you could wear anything you wanted to.
Was it dangerous, anything that you did in the mills? Was that dangerous?
No, the only thing that would be dangerous about it would, like a weaver flag a loom and wouldn't pay no attention when her loom fixer come by to fix it. And if he happened to be on the back working and she pulled that loom on it, it could have hurt his hands or uh-huh. do some damage to him. But, and you had to watch where you set your harnesses when you pull your loom on, because sometimes them shells fly out and hit you. But outside that, it wasn't no danger to it.
How long did you work at Dwight?
Well, I went to work there in 42, and the mill went down in 59 or 60, and I worked on up until it went down.
And then you went down to Talladega and stayed there how long, you think?
I stayed down there about 7.5 years altogether.
Is that counting the time you went up to Anniston and then came back down there?
Yeah.
What did you do after that?
I went to work at the chicken plant. I worked over at the chicken plant and grading the chickens. And it was real cold over there. But I had a good job. I had a little handful of tickets in my hand. And as the chickens come by on them shackles, when I just hang a ticket on the wing of them chickens. And I had it a lot easier than a lot of them that worked over there, because a lot of them had real hard jobs mm-hmm. back on the back where the chickens was just killed and coming through.
Yeah. How about the smell? Was it real bad where you were at?
No, it you couldn't smell it on the inside when you was working with them. It was just like fresh chicken. But on the outside, it was odor a lot of times. But on the inside, you couldn't tell that you was working with them.
What was it like? Or what were the conditions like there? Were they any different than when you were in the mills?
Yeah, we got breaks over there. We would get a 10-minute break in the morning, and then we'd get a 30-minute break at lunch, and then we'd have another 15-minute break in the afternoon. Mm-hmm. And so it was lots different. And too, up here, while it's working at the mill, well, I was on a continual walk and keeping my looms going. And over there, I was just standing in one position all the time.
Mm-hmm.
And we couldn't wear pants over there. We had to wear uniforms, white uniforms, and hairnets. And it was real cold. But you could wear a white sweater over your uniform. Mm-hmm. And it was quite a lot of difference in a change just going from the cotton mill to the chicken plant.
Mm-hmm.
But everybody got along good over there, and it was a good place to work.
Did you like all your bosses?
Yes, I liked all my bosses. I didn't have any problems with any of them. There was one up here at Dwight tried to give me a little trouble, and he seen I wasn't going to take it, and he come to me the next morning and apologized, and the thing went off smooth. I always got along with everybody.
Back to when you were a little girl living on the farm, what was it like living on a farm back then?
Well, I enjoyed living on the farm. There was a lot of things that was interesting and challenging to you. I used to go hunting with my daddy, and I'd get up and go squirrel hunting with him, and when it snowed, he'd wrap my feet and legs up in tow sacks, and I'd go with him, and the snow would be up over my knees, and we'd go out and hunt rabbits. And I liked to fish, and my daddy farmed on the river bottoms. He had corn down there, and every morning when he'd go down to river bottoms, well, my mother would always pack him a lunch, and I'd always go with him, and he'd throw me up across that old horse, and I'd go ride to the river bottoms, and I'd sit on the shade of the tree till lunchtime, and then he'd eat, and then he'd lay down there on the tree, and I could fish while he was sleeping, and I enjoyed that part of it.
Mm-hmm.
And I enjoyed the calves. We used to get out and run the calves around and play with the pigs and the chickens, and we just had it was nice living out in the country.
Do you like living in the country as opposed to living in the city like you do now?
Well, I believe I'd still like to live out in the country. I'd like to have just a small place where I could have some chickens and just a garden.
Mm-hmm.
But I like here all right, but I still like the country.
And how long have you lived here?
I've been living in this one place 37 years.
And when you started living here, was this like a little mill village?
No, before we bought this place, back when I was working in the mill, it was a mill village when it's still called a mill village, but the mill owned all these houses, and they sold them to the people that lived in the houses.
Uh-huh.
But we didn't buy ours from them. The man that bought this house was the one we bought from. He bought him a place up here on Wall Street, and then he sold us this place. But the ones that bought them got them cheaper than what they would sell for now.
Uh-huh. And did you get along with most of your neighbors once you got in here?
Oh, yes, I've got good neighbors. All of them is real good. We'd look out after each other. And they was when we first moved here, all these people had their small children. And they'd gather out here in my yard, and we'd get out and play ball with them and carry them over to the swimming pool and carry them in swimming. And so I've always enjoyed my neighbors, and I appreciate all the kids around here because they was always so nice to us.
Uh-huh. Have you always lived here in Gadsden?
I've lived in Alabama City from the time I was 18. I've lived right around here in Alabama City ever since then.
Uh-huh. And always in Etowah County?
Yeah. Yes, always in Etowah County.
Did you like going to school when you were a little girl?
Oh, yes. That's one thing that I really enjoyed. I enjoyed school. And that's one thing, if I could go back and relive my life, that would be one thing that I'd change. I would go ahead and get my diploma.
Uh-huh.
But I quit school in order to get, so my mother could quit work and because she was sick.
Uh-huh.
But I always liked school, and I done good in school. And my husband, after we was married, well, he begged me to go back to school, but then I thought that I was too old and I wouldn't go back. But I regret that now. I wish that I had went back and finished.
Uh-huh. What was it like living in the 1950s through the Korean War?
Through the Korean War. It was rough. People had, there was so many people that had children, boys overseas, and then there was a lot of girls that went overseas.
Uh-huh.
And it was depressing. Because you didn't know what kind of word you was going to get, where they were going to come back alive, or if you was going to be missing, or whatever. Mm-hmm. And it was depressing.
What was it like at the end of World War II when they announced that the war was over?
Well, it was would be just like a New Year's night. Everybody was blowing their car horns and hollering, and the whistles was blowing, and you couldn't get up and down Wall Street up here. Everybody just gathered up on Wall Street, and we celebrated all night long.
Mm-hmm.
And it was just a really a happy time for everybody.
Were you and your husband married then? Or, yeah, it was 1945 when y'all got married.
Mm-hmm.
So y'all were married?
Yeah. Yeah, we was married. We was living down on Forest in a two-room house, and he was working second shift, and they announced that the war was over, and he got off and come home.
Mm-hmm.
And we got in the car and come to Wall Street, and we celebrated out on Wall Street all night long. Everybody, the mill shut down, and all the people in the mill come out, and it was just a real happy event, you know, to be amongst them, all of them.
And what was it like in the 1960s when troops started going into Vietnam?
Vietnam, it was more depressing then than the others, because there was so much going on in Vietnam that you didn't know what to expect. You didn't know where your loved ones was gonna live to come back home, and it was just real depressing.
Uh-huh.